The relationship between Jakarta and the two provinces of Papua and West Papua, located at the western tip of Indonesia, is complex. Issues of political identity, human rights, marginalization, and discrimination at times appear to define the relationship. Given the emotive nature of these issues, and the often differing interpretations of recent history by the parties, it is a matter that is extremely difficult to reconcile. However, there are some actors that are trying to find a negotiated political solution to this. The Jakarta-Papua Dialogue, a series of multi-level talks between the central government in Jakarta and the people of Papua, is the most recent example of this. Two key drivers that have played an essential role in promoting and constructing a credible model for identifying and addressing Papuan grievances are LIPI, an Indonesian government think tank, and Nelis Dubai, a Papuan academic and cleric. Their models are explored in two books, The Papua Roadmap and Dialogue, Jakarta-Papua. Both models believe it is necessary to not presuppose what the problems are.
The important thing is that both parties should agree on what the roots of conflict are. They should agree on this first and then talk about the solution. So this is why we try to make both sides talk.
In Papua, a series of public consultations have been held in an attempt to create a unified discourse for a politically and socially fragmented society.
The Papua Peace Conference, held from the 5th to the 7th of July in Jayapura, the capital of the province of Papua, resulted in the formulation of 6 indicators that will be used in the process of dialogue.
We facilitate a lot of discussions in Papua for the youth, for tribal leaders, for religious leaders, for women. And then gradually they become understand the necessity of dialogue, but also they become to understand that in the dialogue, a compromise is needed.
Even at this early stage, there are still many obstacles for both sides to overcome. In the end, what may ultimately define the success or failure of the initiative is the legacy President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono wishes to leave behind. During his first term in office, with Joseph Kallur as his vice president, he successfully presided over the Helsinki Peace Accords that brought a resolution to the Aceh conflict. Now in his second term, he has the opportunity to endorse a dialogue that could have similar benefits for the two provinces on the island of Papua. This is Nico Prins, reporting for Press TV, Jakarta.